I've invited the New South Wales opposition leader, Luke Foley, onto the program this morning to speak about a number of issues. Luke, g'day.
Hi, Ray.
I'm a little concerned, and I want to know if you share my concern about these delays in reversing the Greyhound ban legislation. And I'll tell you why. I've got some information that the bureaucrats are intent on making this fail by somehow, you know, working things out that the greyhound industry is starved of funds. They're talking about closing down half the tracks, and there are over 30 in New South Wales, and they'd be the tracks most vulnerable that have, you know, the amateur tracks where there's no TAB coverage, non-TAB meetings in rural parts of New South Wales. Are you hearing the same thing?
Yeah, I am. I'm hearing many concerns, Ray, and I'll be introducing a bill to Parliament today, actually, to repeal the greyhound ban immediately. I think that is a necessary first step to give participants in the industry the confidence that the ban is gone for good.
Well, you wouldn't think that that would be opposed by the government, given that the Premier stood on centre stage last week and apologised and said, I'm wrong.
Well, you'd hope so, and my challenge to him and the coalition parties today will be to join with us to wipe that repeal from the statute books this year in the Parliament. We've only got three more sitting weeks. I heard last week they're saying, oh, we'll deal with that next year. Well, I don't want that uncertainty to remain over Christmas for the participants, and I don't want a kind of a sword hanging over people's heads that unless the industry is restructured on the government's terms, that somehow the ban is still an option for the government. This needs to be a total capitulation, frankly, from government, that the ban was wrong in principle and is off the table as far as options go for reform of greyhound racing.
And all we need to do is have as a blueprint the Greyhound Alliance reforms that were promoted by the Premier when he said he got it wrong. And that forms the basis of where Maurice Yemma and other people who are appointed to that structure go forward. You know, everyone agrees that if there are live baiters, life bans and prosecution and heavy jail terms. No one's arguing with that. But, you know, the other thing that needs to be looked at is the TAB distribution that was put in place some years ago, where greyhound racing brings to the table 21 or 22% but gets 13% of the revenue.
Yeah, and for all of the flaws with McHugh's report, the fact remains there were 79 recommendations about how the industry could continue subject to high standards of animal welfare, subject to a harsh penalty regime for anyone doing the wrong thing, and issues that you raise, such as the distribution of punters' money that government takes in taxation, was also covered within those 79 recommendations.
Now, just on another matter very quickly, I raised this story after reading the Telegraph yesterday. David Elliott and others in government are talking about lifers, people in jail for heinous murders, won't have the prospect of any light of day unless they fess up. So, in other words, they're calling it the no body, no parole system. Now, that was not supported by your party in Victoria. It's in operation in other states. Would you support it if that came before the Parliament? Would your party support that?
Yeah, look, I'm attracted to it, Ray. I met with a victim support group called Support After Murder who put two policy proposals to me. This was about 6 months ago. One was that, no body, no parole. And second was to increase to $1 million the rewards for unsolved homicides. So I'm encouraging the government to adopt that suggestion as well.
Okay, so you support it. Well done. Good luck with the legislation today. Thanks for talking
to me. Thanks,
Ray. New South Wales opposition leader Luke Foley. 131873 is the open line number. So you won't have opposition to that from the New South Wales opposition, as you saw from the government in Victoria when they wouldn't support the no body, no parole argument put forward by the Conservatives.